This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. I am Mike Wilson. I am filling in for Andorf, the Dorf Man, tonight. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529, once we get going. We got a lot to talk about tonight. There's this thing over in Britain, the British Open, and Tiger and Francesco Molinari and being the first Italian to win it. We got Major League Baseball. There's a lot going on. Cubs with a big win over St. Louis tonight. We'll go through all the scores there. We got college football. We got the NFL coming up. There's a lot to talk about, but once again, you can call in at 1-800-878-7529 and share your thoughts and opinions with me, Mike Wilson. And if you want to get in touch with me, you know, through social media, that kind of thing, you can certainly do that. You can find me all over Instagram. You can find me on Twitter at my Twitter handle is at PigskinOpinion. But first off, once we come back from the break, we're going to talk British Open and what are your thoughts? What my thoughts, with Tiger Woods making a big push. And I think, a little bit with all this is, Tiger finishing up. So, with a rush and getting in the lead, falling out of the lead, we're kind of forgetting he didn't win it. There's another guy who won this, and it was a big deal for him and his country, his home country of Italy. So, once we kind of get into this, we can get into that. And, Rory McIlroy was right there as well. Justin Rose, another young, well, not so young, but a big gun there at the British Open. So stay with us. We got a lot to talk about. We got, like I said, we got British Open. We got college football, NFL football. There is a lot to soak in today. We will get to it. That and Major League Baseball once we come back from the break. So stick around, everybody, and join me, Mike Wilson, on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I am Mike Wilson, taking over for Andy Dorf on the Sports Overnight America weekend recap here on sportsbyline.com. Let's start off with some Major League Baseball. There's a lot going on here, and kind of a lot to digest. We're past the All-Star break, but we're coming up on the trade deadline, and you know there's a lot of things to talk about there. But first, let's talk about these divisions. What's going on here? We got Boston and New York 5 games out. We got Cleveland in American League Central 9.5 games up, and that Central division. Let's face it, it's kind of a dumpster fire. A little bit. Cleveland's really the only team in that division. We got the defending champs trying to fend off Seattle's surprise run this year. No, I don't think anybody saw Seattle coming at them. But, you know, Houston has depth. They got pitching, they got hitting, and they have all that experience they gained last year in the playoffs and the World Series. Then you go to the National League East, you got the Phillies, you got the Braves. I think everybody thought in that division the Nationals were going to be the team to beat. The Braves and the Phillies, surprise again, just kind of like those Seattle Mariners. You know, they're only separated by a game right now. And I think that's going to take – that division is going to go until the end of the season, probably last week, maybe even last day, you know. But we got to tune in and see how it rolls out. The Cubs are starting to play a little bit. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They're 58-40. They're 3.5 games up on the Brew Crew from Milwaukee there. They're 8 games up from the Pirates. They got a win tonight over St. Louis, 7-2. And, you know, the Cubs have the talent. Let's not, you know, call it what, you know, let's call it what it is. I mean, the Cubs are talented. They got pitching, they got hitting. They've struggled a little bit this year, maybe with some injuries, but they are up 3.5 games on the Brewers. Then you come out here where I'm out here in Phoenix, Arizona, and you got the National League West, you got the Dodgers, you got the Diamondbacks, you got the Rockies, and even the Giants, all separated by about 5 games in the standings. And that's one of those divisions that is going to be interesting to watch, because for a while, the beginning of the season, the Diamondbacks had a lead. They had 3-4 game lead. They were playing well. They were getting timely hitting. And then they fell back to the crowd. They fell back to the Dodgers. The Dodgers are an interesting team now. Manny Machado made a big trade for Manny Machado the other day for 5 prospects, which to me, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, to me, to get a guy like Manny Machado and a guy that is talented as Manny Machado to only have to give up 5 prospects seems like the Dodgers got the better end of that deal. They got the better player for sure. Obviously, we don't know how these prospects are all going to pan out in the end. but Machado is going to play shortstop for them. He can hit. We all know he can hit. We all know he can field. So you add him to what, you know, many people think is kind of already stacked Dodgers team. The belief is that the Dodgers can make a run, maybe not necessarily like a run they made last summer when they just went on a tear and just won a bunch of games in a row and put a big, big cushion between them and the Diamondbacks, Rockies, and Giants. But, you know, anything can happen now. We're a game and a half out. If you're the Diamondbacks, you're right in this. If you're the Colorado Rockies, okay, you're right in this at two games. So, you know, with the trade deadline coming up, what are the Diamondbacks going to do? Are they going to make a move? Are they going to try and bring in another hitter? Are they going to try and reinforce their bullpen, another pitcher, maybe starting rotation pitcher? What are the Rockies going to do? What do they think they need to do at this point is anybody's guess. But when you're only two games out, you know, you can kind of make a move for the best player that maybe is out there. but we have Mike in Virginia. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, pasa, hombres.
Welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a lucky guy because my Braves are actually doing pretty good, even though we don't suck. It's a miracle. The Braves have got to be the miracle team this year in baseball. Boston may be the other team. What's your opinion? I mean, who cares what your opinion is? But you know what? It's wild out there, baby. Houston is still the team to beat, but go ahead.
No, I would, you know, you said you're a Braves fan, Mike, is that, if I heard you right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Braves. You know what? It's just amazing what they've done. I mean, they have a 67 run differential between, you know, between them and the other teams they're playing. The only thing that concerns me maybe right now is how they're playing right now. And in their last 10, they're 4-6. And, you know, if you're going to do something, I mean, you and I both know, if you're going to do something down the stretch and stay in this playoff race, you can't be going 4-6 in your last 10 ball games. So they got to start turning around a little bit, start hitting the ball. But you're exactly right with Houston. Houston, they're the champs. So the road goes through, to me, if you're the champs, the road goes through wherever you're at. And in this case, it's Houston. They've struggled a little bit in their last 10. They're 5-5. But I fully expect that pitching rotation for Houston is gonna still put people down. I think they're gonna put some distance between them and the Mariners. And then, you know, you mentioned the Red Sox and the Yankees. You know, the Red Sox, they have pitching, they got hitting, they got it all. The Yankees are nothing to, you know, be, I don't want to say you don't want to be too concerned, but right now you got a 5-game lead and they're playing average ball while the Red Sox, well, they're 8-2 in their last 10. So, you know, as you head down the stretch, I mean, you've probably seen this a lot before. I've seen this a lot before. Anything can happen. The teams that I'm a Cub fan. Like, I'm rooting for my Cubbies to get this really figured out and put a lot of distance between them and the Brew Crew. But I know you're starting pitching. Someone goes down. Lester goes down with an elbow injury, shoulder injury. One of your hitters goes down. Then all bets are off because injuries are the great equalizer.
That's one thing that helps the Braves. We have a great farm team. We have excellent pitchers. You know, we bring them up, even though we don't sign them all. But the Braves, you know, face it. I mean, you know, it's just a miracle what they're doing. We've been doing that for the past 2 months. The Phillies are actually leading by one game. And I'm wondering, you know, I don't know everything about baseball. I'm more of a football and basketball guy. I know pretty much as anybody will know about those two sports. So, you know, that's why I'm calling y'all, because y'all are baseball guys. But do you think Manny Machado will make a difference for the Dodgers as far as they, you know, they still need a one closer? What's your opinion on the Dodgers?
The Dodgers, you know, and like I said a few minutes ago, I'm based out of Phoenix, Arizona out here. And so we see a lot of the Dodgers, and there's not a day that goes by that we don't wish that the Dodgers just fall off the face of the earth and just go on a huge losing streak, man. But to be quite honest, and that's what you have to be when, you know, when you do what I do. The Dodgers got a lot of talent, and you pick up a guy like Machado, you're only adding to that. It's kind of like the Golden State Warriors. You know, they had plenty of talent, but then they add Kevin Durant, and it just adds to the mix. It adds what they can do with their club. And the same thing with the Dodgers, putting Machado out there at shortstop. I mean, I think the first time up, he had like a stand-up double or something like that. He was already starting to pay dividends his first time in the box for the Dodgers. So, and then, you know, you look at the Dodgers, and the one thing that I always say to myself with the Dodgers is Kershaw. You know, Kershaw, to me, that dude is just nails. I see him. It was like watching Greg Maddux back in the day for the Braves, man. I mean, when Maddux was on the mound,
Greg would throw 87 mile an hour, you know, as a fastball, but his location was either perfect, you know, would be on, you know, right there below the knees, or left or right. Nobody could hit Greg Maddux. He was a precision artist. You know, he's probably the best, you know, on location that I've ever seen in my lifetime, which I'm almost, 20 years old? But getting back to, what do you think about Arizona and Colorado? Last year, they played each other for the wild card. You know, it could happen again this year. That's killer. I like a rematch, don't you?
Yeah, no, I would love a rematch. And Mike, thanks for the call. We're kind of up against the break a little bit. I appreciate you calling, man.
Great show, man. Great show.
All right. Thank you. But Arizona and the Rockies, yeah, they're headed towards, they could be headed towards another rematch in the playoffs. And obviously my heart would be with the Diamondbacks to take that. But it's going to be exciting out here in the National League West. You know, you got four out of the five teams that are within five games, and you got three out of the teams that are there, you know, within two games. So, you know, when we come back from the break, we can continue to talk about baseball. Major League Baseball, that is. I am Mike Wilson. This is the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529, and we will be back shortly, so stay with us.
Hosmer now to deep center field. Bellinger's back at the wall. He makes the catch. Just enough room to hold it in the yard.
Machado with a swing and a drive to left field. Benintendi setting up at the wall, and that one's gone.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Also visits, and that's driven out to deep right center. It's right at the wall and gone. It's a home run for Carpenter, and the Cardinals have a 5-0 lead.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good evening. This is the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America. We're talking baseball, Major League Baseball. I, by the way, am Mike Wilson. I am filling in for Andy Dorf, who will be back next week, so don't worry about that. You can get at me a couple ways tonight. You can ask me through Twitter, at PigskinOpinion is my Twitter handle, or you can call in and share your thoughts, share your opinions with me and everybody else at 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529 to call in and talk whatever you want. But right now we're still talking Major League Baseball. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, we had a caller, Mike from Virginia, who called in and was asking, you know, about the Braves and the Phillies and the Diamondbacks and the Rockies and the Dodgers and what I thought. And I'm just going to revisit the whole Dodger thing real quick. Don't forget that they picked up Manny Machado. Okay, if you pay attention to the baseball, you know that Machado is a Dodger now. I basically went through and said, look, that is like adding Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors. Okay, it just gives you more depth, it gives you more talent, gives you more things that you can do with your team. And managers and coaches love options. So it's going to be interesting to see what how the Dodgers handle having so much talent and adding a guy like Machado. But let me get to the scores. If you haven't been, you know, at home paying attention to the Sports Center or, you know, whatever it is, here are the scores from tonight. We got the Padres, who, you know, they're out of the race. They're playing for pride really at this point, but they get the win over the Phillies. They got 15 hits. They got 10 runs on 15 hits and beat the Phillies 10-2. The Blue Jays, they take, once again, they got 5 runs on 10 hits. And they take a game from the Orioles, which probably isn't saying too much, but you got to play who you got to play. Blue Jays win 5-4. The Red Sox with that 5-game lead on the Yankees, man, I really thought that division, and it still may come down to it, would be a much tighter division even at this point than it is the 5-game lead for the Red Sox. But they get the win over Detroit tonight, 9 hits, 9 runs, and they win 9-1 once again over Detroit. Cincinnati, man, you just feel for that city sometimes and their beloved Reds. The Pirates come into town. They take it 9-2. The Pirates hit the snot out of the ball tonight. They got 15 hits on, and with those 15 hits, they got 9 runs. So they take it 9-2. The Marlins with Jeter, you know, it's going to be a long few years, I think, in Miami land for them to get that thing turned around. Tampa Bay comes to town, or Tampa Bay is the home team there, but they take it 6-4. The Braves, you know, I was talking with Mike in Virginia about the Braves. Unfortunately, they couldn't get it done tonight against a division rival in the National. That's a big win for the Nationals to kind of stay within breathing distance of the Braves and the Phillies. The Nationals get 15 hits and they win it 6-2. Next we have the Dodgers, once again, man, stacked lineup, stacked pitching, 15 hits. With those 15 hits, they got 11 runs, and they put down the Brewers pretty convincingly, 11-2. The Twins and the Royals, kind of in the crummy game of the night, KC takes it 5-3. The Cardinals and the Cubs, one of the biggest rivalries in all of Major League Baseball. They finish up the series with the Cardinals by getting a 7-2 win. They also got 12 hits to go with their 7 runs. Cleveland, you know, they got a nice lead. They got a 8 or 9 game lead in that American League Central. They beat the Rangers, or no, the Rangers beat them, excuse me, 5-0. The defending champs, Houston, they go down, they lose to the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels, or however you want to put it. The Angels hit the crap out of the ball tonight. They got 15 hits, and with those 15 hits, it equaled 14 runs. So, the Angels get a big win over the champs, 14-5. The Battle of the Bay, the Oakland Athletics, the San Francisco Giants. Oakland takes it 6-5 in a close game for Oakland and San Francisco. The Mariners and the White Sox battle up in Seattle. Seattle gets 7 runs. They get 7 hits. They get 8 runs, and they take it 8-2 over the White Sox. D-backs and Rockies. D-backs had to come with this tonight to avoid the sweep. D-backs take it 6-1. They got 7 hits. Zach Greinke gets the win. He goes to 11-5 with a 3.05 ERA on the season. The Padres and the Phillies, in the second game, this was the second game of a doubleheader. Phillies come back and take the nightcap, 5-0 over the Padres. They also got 8 hits to go with their 5 runs. And the one game that was postponed tonight was the Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees. They're going to make this game up around or on August 13th. So you got to stay tuned for that. But getting back to, you know, the things that are going on in Major League Baseball, I think there's a lot of good things going on. I think one of the things, and I think we can all agree on this with baseball, that it is the sport that is kind of like the family sport. And baseball, one of the things, and I talked about this on the morning show, was simply, you know, maybe they do a better job of marketing their players. They're doing a great job marketing the game to try and keep the families coming out, you know, keep it the American pastime, all those types of things. But, you know, baseball is, you know, it's always kind of lagged behind the NFL and the NBA. in terms of how they market their game, how they market their players. So I hope, you know, it at some point that people start paying attention to that. But I also hope that families and fans just keep going to the park, because that's the biggest selling point for baseball, is just having that big ballpark atmosphere for their fans moving forward. But, you know, we have also the trade deadline coming up. What's your team going to do? What do you want your favorite team to do, whether you are a Chicago Cub fan like I am, or a Boston Red Sox fan, like I have family members that are Boston Red Sox fans? Or what are the Yankees to do? The Yankees are going to open up their pocketbook. They're going to try and bring people in to, you know, close that 5-game gap between them and the Red Sox. There's a lot of questions. What are the Mariners going to do? Are they going to try and close the gap with the Astros? All good questions that will be answered in time, but when we come back, we're going to talk some British Open and Tiger. So stay tuned. We will be back very shortly. This is Mike Wilson coming to you live on the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Play it.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Like they said, this is the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap. I am Mike Wilson. I am filling in for Andy Dorf. Dorf will be back next week, so don't worry about that. We've been spending a lot of time talking about Major League Baseball, but there was this other thing that happened over in England that was a big deal for people like me and people that enjoy PGA professional golf, and it was the third major of the year. They call it the Open over there. A lot of people will refer to it as the British Open. There's a lot of things that make the British Open special. And one of them is the type of golf course that you play over there, and it's links style. And if you play golf like I do, and I know Andy Dorf does as well, link style golf is slightly different than what we have over here in the States. But with that being said, today was one of those days where it was kind of appointment television, and one of the, if not the biggest reason for that appointment television date to be made was Tiger Woods. I think there's a lot of people out there that root against Tiger Woods for whatever reason, whether it be his play on the course or, shall we say, his play off the course. But he made a run at this major tournament, and it's the first time he's made a major run at a major tournament. Oh, okay. All right. Tiger made a huge run at the tournament. He was in the lead shortly. He was in the lead at 7 under. He was up by a stroke or two, but he had a hole or a couple holes that set him back. He finished at 5 under. It created some excitement around the course because this was the first time in almost 10 years or about 10 years that he had a shot at winning his 15th major championship, but it was not to be today. Francisco Molinari, the first person from Italy to win any major championship, comes up with a final score of 276, which equates to 8 under par. To talk about golf, we got Mitch from Santa Monica. Mitch, what's happening, brother? What did you think about Tiger today?
I was all over this tournament, and today I was glued to the TV. When he went through 11 and 12, my heart sank, and I didn't think he had a chance to recover. The fact was Francisco just played lights out. I mean, he played par golf. And as the commentators were saying, this guy has just been a machine. In fact, the tweets afterwards from former players and champions were just like, this guy's out of control. I mean, even if Tiger goes through 11 and 12 unscathed, Francisco basically still wins the tournament.
Right.
It was, but then again, if Tiger is a shot behind Francisco, maybe he cracks a little bit because you got Tiger Woods there. I'm a huge Tiger fan, as you know, when I've called him the show before, and I was just hoping and praying that maybe this was going to be it after 10 years, and maybe we'll get it at the PGA. He looks great. He may, if you saw his post-round interview, he knew about 11 and 12 were bad. He had some putts he could have made on the front line. You know, everyone's got that stuff.
He owned up to it, Mitch. I mean, if you paid attention, if you listened to him that post-game interview, he acknowledged. He goes, I didn't make the strokes. I didn't make the putts that I needed to. And sometimes it's not what you see out of Tiger that he's going to maybe own up to something, but you're right. He's making his way back. I think he's almost there. What do you think? Is he there for you? Is he there, or is there still something that he needs to work on?
bottom line is this. He was there on Sunday. And yeah. I gave up whatever I was planning to do until he was out of the tournament. You know, once he was out of the tournament, I then went on my, you know, then I figured out the rest of my day. But I'm glued to the TV. He, beyond any athlete in any sport, and please come up with someone else who has transferred his sport into something in which if he's on TV, you are looking at it. I mean, sure, LeBron, sure, Michael, Wilt, you know, you go back, you know, numerous quarterbacks, pitchers. But when you get to Tiger Woods, if Tiger Woods is in the top five on Sunday wearing his red, I'm sorry, golf fans are tuning in. And as soon as he's out, they're probably tuning out. It was great. I mean, there are Tiger haters out there, which I just don't understand. I mean, because of the personal transgressions, but in terms of what he's done for this game, I mean, please, we give people breaks for their personal transgressions. I mean, look at it. We give politicians breaks on their personal transgressions beyond anything else. Forget about our athletes. This guy has made golf so relevant that it's probably, you know, on a day when Tiger is in the mix on a Sunday, blows away any sport. I don't care if it's pro football, which doesn't play when the majors are happening, but if they had a major happening and Tiger was playing on a Sunday afternoon, I guarantee you people are watching Tiger. I mean,
let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I'm just saying, I'm it's so funny because my daughter and I watched last week's World Cup together, and she's 22. And I said last night, I said, oh, we're going to have our weekly Sunday morning sports, you know, watching tomorrow. And Tiger tees off at 6. And she's like, all right, well, whatever. You know, she got up around 8:30 and she's like, oh, you know, was expecting something a little bit more exciting. And then all of a sudden it got exciting and she was getting into it. I mean, here's this 22-year-old millennial who just graduated college. And all of a sudden, she's on the edge of the couch going, like, screaming, like, oh, just to the left. Or like, oh, he pushes it right. I mean, this guy has the aura. He has the it, you know. There are certain people in this world that have the it factor. And he has it times 1,000, in which he has taken his sport, as we all know, and country clubs have profited. The PGA and everyone else out there. I mean, my daughter was looking at these guys going, I thought golfers were fat. It's like, well, yeah, they're not because of this guy. I mean, here's I said, look at Jordan Spieth. You know, look at the rest of these players here. I mean, this is the guy who completely changed a sport, much like Chamberlain did. But I think 100 times more, Tiger Woods changed the sport. It was great that he was able to make it. I was so disappointed that he wasn't able to win. It was nice to see that his kids was there. He embraces them. I mean, and my daughter goes like, how old is he? And I'm just thinking to myself, well, gee, you know, when you were one or so, that was when he won his first Masters. I'm going like, I have been so fortunate to watch him mature and grow in his career and then have this now decade of which we're, you know, indifferent of what's going to happen. He looked great. He looked great. You know what? Like any sport at the championship level, if you make one or two mistakes, if you leave your pitch up high and inside, goodbye. If for some reason you leave a guy unguarded and you look to the right, he's driving on you. You know, if you all of a sudden push your drive to the right into the burns, you know what? That's the way it works. I mean, the margin for error is so minute. And today's champion basically capitalized and had no errors, and that's why he won. He just played par golf and two birdies, and it was fantastic. It was great. It was great to watch, and he basically was going under the radar.
You know, kind of, yeah. And And let me ask you this, Mitch, we're on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap. I'm Mike Wilson. I am talking to Mitch in Santa Monica, who is a frequent caller to this show and to the morning show with Andy Dorf. How much were you? I mean, I was rooting for this. I was wanting a Tiger Jordan Spieth down the stretch, tit for tat, stroke for stroke kind of battle. I mean, was that going through your head?
Well, you know, in golf, unless you're paired with the guy, you know, right. I kept looking at it going, all right, well, Tiger's like a couple holes ahead. So, you know, Jordan's got a par five coming up behind him or whatever, you know, or the other leaders have the other. So it's not like, unless they're paired together, do you get this match play type of golf scenario, which we have seen in majors before. It's the one thing in golf where you may not have, you know, that mano a mano, one-on-one going at it. Maybe if they're in the group or front or back are going at it. But you know what? I would have loved to have seen that type of thing. But I, for the most part, to see who Tiger was paired with and where it was around, it was all about Tiger. You know, it really didn't matter. This was, you know, if he wins this, and then in the next major he gets paired with a Jordan Spieth or whomever you want, you know,
Rory or Justin there. Rose Rory or something like or that,
yeah, that's it. But this was more about, is he back? Is he back? Because we kept saying, is he back? Is he back? We've been saying this, I mean, 5 years ago, is he back? And, you know, and he falls off. But it was just so great to see. But, oh, God, I'm just still tingling with emotions.
Hey, Mitch,
just, like,
up against it here, buddy. We got a break. I could sit here and talk golf with you or anything for forever, but we appreciate the call, Mitch, as always. But let's not forget. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about Tiger. Let's not forget Francisco Molinari, the first Italian to win a major championship. And you could see the excitement, the joy that he had when he hit that last putt on 18 with Tiger looking on. He takes home the 600 FedEx points for whatever that's worth. He takes home almost $1.9 million in winnings and money. But most of all, you know, that's a big deal for Italy. They didn't have a team in the World Cup this year. It's kind of gone dry for them a little bit. So having their own win the British Open was phenomenal. And it those kind of stories is what makes a lot of people focus in on sports and why I love to watch sports. And why Andy Dorf and Scotty behind the glass likes to watch, you know, sports. You know, it's stories like this that make it interesting for me. So, you know, moving ahead to the PGA, you know, hey, we got Tiger coming in hot. So let's see what happens. But after the break, we will talk some more sports. This is the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America. And I'm Mike Wilson. Stay tuned, everybody.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates, and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody. It is that time of the show where it is final take time. I have been Mike Wilson filling in for Andy Dorf on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. It's been fun. But my final take is this, and when we talk about sports, and we talk about team sports, the team sports is kind of like a family atmosphere, and that's what coaches try to make it be. You know, everybody has everybody's back. Today the NFL lost Tony Soprano, that's a different thing. He was found unconscious by his wife. You know, he had complained about chest pains late last week. He had gone in for some tests. Tony Soprano was the head coach of the Dolphins. He was currently serving as the Vikings O-line coach. And he was only 56, way too young to be taken from the Vikings, taking from his wife and family. So if you got a little extra prayer in you tonight, send one towards Tony's Soprano and his family tonight. They need it. It's never good when you lose a parent, when you lose a spouse. I can only say that from losing my own father suddenly. So give the Soprano's your extra, you know, thoughts and prayers and, you know, all those kind of things, because he was, you know, he was a good guy. He was a good coach. It may not seem like it with the wins and losses, but sometimes wins and losses don't tell the whole story of a man, and especially of a football coach. So, for Scott behind the glass, for myself, it has been my pleasure to fill in on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf will be back next week. Have a good week, everybody. See you later.